News and Brief and Press TV. Bahrain's main opposition group has dismissed King Hamad's announced constitutional reforms as unacceptable. Al Wafaq says Bahrainis will not stop their demonstrations against the Manama regime until their demands are met. Al Wafaq argues King Hamad's rule is illegitimate and he's not been ever elected. Yemenis have taken to the streets across the country to call for the ouster and prosecution of all corrupt government officials. They also want embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh to stand trial for what they call the killing of hundreds of people since the revolution began early last year. Qatar's emir has called for military intervention in Syria. Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani said that Arab troops should be deployed to Syria to end what he called the government's deadly crackdown. Qatar has been accused of fueling the unrest in Syria by supplying arms to anti-government gangs. And at least 18 people have been killed and 20 others wounded after a blast hit a religious procession in Pakistan's central Punjab province. The explosion happened as people were marking Arba Ain, the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam. No group has claimed responsibility yet. And a wave of attacks and bomb explosions has hit Iraq's central city of Ramadi. The number of casualties remain unknown. The attacks in Ramadi come a day after a bomb explosion targeted Shia pilgrims, killing at least 53 people on the outskirts of the southern city of Basra. President Nicolas Sarkozy says France can overcome its debt crisis as long as it is ready to adopt economic reforms. France lost its prized AAA credit rating 2 days ago. This has dealt a heavy blow to Sarkozy's already faltering popularity only 3 months before presidential election. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. Ban says that Israel's settlement expansion will pave the way for further conflicts. According to a newly released report by an Israeli anti-settlement group, Tel Aviv violated all its settlement building agreements last year. And two more U.S.-led foreign soldiers have fallen in southern Afghanistan. NATO says the soldiers died as a result of non-combat-related injuries. But most NATO casualties in Afghanistan are combat-related. Well, the latest deaths bring the number of NATO soldiers killed in Afghanistan this year to 15.